Listener AD wrote in concerning our Myrtle Beach signal at 98.9. I'm very pleased to hear your station come in clearly, something I could not do in my car before at all. At home on the north end of Myrtle Beach, I could listen clearly only sporadically. Thanks for your pleasing format, and keep up the great work. Thanks, AD. Our admittedly unscientific listening tests indicate that the boundary between 91.3's fading out and 98.9 taking over is somewhat toward the south end of North Myrtle Beach. Your mileage may vary, of course, but we welcome listeners in the Myrtle Beach area, no matter how you pick us up. And we'd love to have more reports from listeners in the Grand Strand. Which station works better for you, 91.3 or 98.9?
I was listening to the radio, and the song about chemicals making people gay I found was offensive. And I just thought I'd give you some feedback that I think it was an insensitive choice on your part to play it. Anyway, thank you very much.
The song is called Herbicide, played on a recent Smooth Landing. It's on the latest album by Susan Werner, who's coming to Thalian Hall next week. As George Scheibner notes, her tour and album Hayseed are inspired by her childhood on a farm in Iowa. Some of the songs are serious statements, and some, like Herbicide, seem to us intended to be whimsical or even nonsensical. If anything, a satire on the idea that herbicides can cause people to be gay. Thanks for calling. Here are some recent comments from listeners pledging at WHQR.org. Listener Ann from Wilmington wrote, I love NPR. It's the only respectable place to hear the news on the radio. Regarding WHQR, I would like to have more news during the day. Ronald and Beverly Vinker of Holden Beach wrote, thank you for what you provide. We enjoy all of your programming any time of the day or night. News, music, all of it. Mary Farley wrote after our October fundraiser, WHQR is one of Wilmington's most valuable assets. Thank you for everyone's tireless energy through this fall pledge drive. And Sam Robinson wrote, after 5 years of living in New York City, I've returned home to Wilmington and my favorite radio station, WHQR. Thanks for everything you do. And welcome back, Sam. Finally, like many other Americans, I have very strong memories of that tragic day 50 years ago in Dallas, Texas, where I was, what I was doing, even the clothes I wore. NPR has been commemorating the anniversary with special reports, which you can find at npr.org, and which may appear on our website, whqr.org. I hope you will read and reflect on the coverage, and let us know what you think about it. Thank you. And thank you for contacting Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-9477. That's 292-WHQR. And thanks again for your feedback.